Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're going to cook for Thanksgiving, say a 20-pound turkey, when do you have to start thawing it out? Now?
No, not now. Let me see. It is, if you're gonna thaw it in your refrigerator?
I'm not doing anything. Oh, I was okay. Just at the grocery store, and I saw those giant frozen turkeys, and I just had the thought in my head, if I were having to prepare this thing, how long is it going to take to thaw that thing out?
It would take, I don't remember the exact equation, but if I were to do a 20-pound turkey, I would take it out on Sunday and put it on the top shelf of my refrigerator. Because if you put it on the bottom shelf, heat rises. Bottom shelf of your fridge is always the coldest. I'd put it on the top shelf.
Wait, hold up. So the Sunday before the Thursday?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would. Absolutely. Okay. And if for some reason it's like rock solid and you need a little extra help, you can put it in a cooler, an empty cooler in your garage, and it will allow it to thaw naturally too.
It says here, allow 24 hours of defrosting time for every 4 to 5 pounds.
Okay, that's the equation.
So that's
right there.
A good one.
Yeah.
That's I can remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, that Sunday to Thursday, 20-pounder, even like an 18, I would imagine it could still have a solid nucleus.
Well, you're gonna have to get everything out of the middle there. So I know you're not supposed to do this, but I will put my turkey in a bath with the washcloth over it just once. To make sure all the guts come out and, you know, everything is thawed on the inside.
Why aren't you supposed to do that? I do that.
Now they say you're never supposed to put any kind of poultry in water. Turkey or chicken or anything
what?
Like that. Yeah, I guess not. Though I still rinse mine out. I don't care. I still do.
Huh.
Yep.
I always rinse my meat.
Me too.
You didn't really go to yeahright.com, did you?
No,
I didn't. Website up.
No,
where did you get that? I never heard of that.
I swear to you, I have read it recently. You're not supposed to wash or bathe whatever your poultry bathe.
Okay.
Don't fair bathe with your
enough.
Poultry.
Up in the sink, hon.
Fair enough.
Good morning, B Morning Coffee Clubs.
Good morning. According to foodnetwork.com, you can put the bird in water if it's still wrapped and carry that. If you put it in a cooler, that's the best way to do it. Make sure you do it with ice and water. Change the water daily.
Oh, how can rinsing off a piece of bird be bad?
This is
if you rinse off raw chicken, you risk the case of spreading the salmonella that could possibly be in the chicken all over your pipes, your sink, and people don't clean their stuff well enough to get rid of the salmonella.
Sakes. You people. People been rinsing off chicken and crap since there's been chickens.
But, like I said, Terry, you can always put it in a water bath, but
yep.
Keep the wrapping on it.
And, you know, there's something very nostalgic about the water bath for me. I mean, I always, my mother used to use a clean, like, kitchen towel or washcloth and keep it over the top of it.
Terry, with all due respect, did your mother die of a turkey-related illness?
No, my mother didn't.
Then go right ahead with your bath, all right?
Okay.
The other thing is, brine your turkey.
Pardon me?
Brine your turkey.
Oh, brine it.
24 hours. Yeah. That way you make sure it stays moist and you can rinse it off without causing the contamination problems.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've never done that before.
Terry, do it. I literally, every time I do it, the
leg
won't fall right out.
I'm super
tender.
I microwave my turkeys.
You do.
And then that way I get all the flavor that I want in there, too.
All right, gotta go, lady.
Thank you.
Bye.
All you people with your paranoia and your cooking your turkeys and washing them off. We call the authority on cooking my grandmother.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with the world's greatest grandmother?
Oh, I'm sorry, she moved yesterday.
How you doing this morning?
I am fantastic, darling, just fantastic. How's everybody there?
Pretty good. We're talking about Thanksgiving dinner preparations, and you know, the new generation of people are really concerned with germs, and now they're saying you shouldn't rinse off your turkeys. And I tried to tell these people that you make our potato salad for Thanksgiving in the actual sink, not a bowl, not right, like you're in the sink itself.
I have done that when we have over 50 people.
Sure.
But now I have a whole lot of Olive Garden takeout salad bowl, so I can mix it in that.
Oh, I love her so much.
That's but awesome.
Let me tell you, my mother opened a house for the whole church. Anybody who didn't have a place to go, we mixed dressing in the sink. Because there was nothing big enough to mix that much dressing. So that actually has happened in our family. Yes.
I thought so. That's awesome. I thought I knew I had eaten meals prepared in the sink.
Yes, yes. But, you know, your grandma, how clean she is, and she knows all about waffle and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
It was a clean thing, darling. It was a clean
thing. No, I know. I'm not worried about it. All right. See you next week.
But listen. I think you should rinse your turkey. I wash the heck out of my turkey.
Yeah, I do too. And then I'll wash
is
up
that
the sink.
Terry?
Yes, it is. Hi,
Good
Shirley, Mom.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Is TJ there too?
I am.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. It just makes me smile to hear you.
I wish y'all could sack up and come here for Thanksgiving dinner. I hope y'all have to cook.
Oh, isn't that great? Oh, that's awesome.
Just what they want, more time with me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I would be so happy. Listen, really, I would be so happy if you'd show up at my door.
One of these days, I'm going to take you up on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't, you know I'm 82 years old, so you better hurry.
I love you. We got to run.
I love you more than anything. You know that, my darling.
I do. If I know anything, it's that. Bye-bye.
Thank you, darling.
Right,
bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.